Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Welcome back to Chopped and Screwed, the show on all things sampling. I'm your host, Alex Haddon, and I'm really excited to get into today's episode because we get to talk about Erica Badu. And I have Jay in the studio with me. Let's see if we can get your mic on.
Hello, hello.
Try again.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello, hello.
And we're going to... Jay doesn't really know what's in store for today.
No, I'm excited to hear
it. Yeah, so we can just... We'll get some live, unfiltered
live reaction.
Yeah, to some of this cool stuff that we're going to talk about. But... Yeah, I'm really excited to just jump into this. I'll give a little background on Erica Badu. And I'm going to read a kind of a quote from a Tiny Desk concert she had. And here we go. Just to give a little like intro. And this is not like a she was born now. This is more like she's the most revolutionary neo-soul artist of all time.
Okay,
so here we go.
Okay.
Erica Badu is an artist for the ages. To old school jazz fans like myself, not me, whoever wrote this, names like Nina Simone, Betty Carter, and Shirley Horn come to mind as much as Billie Holiday because of Badu's singular approach to lyric. They all cut their own creative path and left behind a legacy that you can identify with just one note. Erica Badu is on that same path, and one day her name will be mentioned along with the other elders who share her spirit of musical adventure.
Wow.
So there you go.
That seems pretty accurate.
I would say so, right? Just pause radio DJ here. So Erica Badu was born Erica Abi Wright in 1971. She began her career after she opened for D'Angelo in 1994, which is pretty cool. And she is commonly referred to as the Queen of Neo Soul, but I read an article that when she was releasing one of her albums and she had this kind of writer's block, she felt like that name was pretty limiting, right?
Yeah.
Because she couldn't come up with some music, and she was like, I don't want to just be this, but also I do want to live up to that name, right?
Yeah, she like branched out after.
Totally.
Right? Yeah.
And throughout her career, she's worked closely with artists like Questlove, Q-Tip, and J Dilla, just to mention a few. All right, so let's just roll. We're gonna start off with my favorite Erica Badu track of all time. Also, many others' favorites.
Okay. What do we got?
We're gonna start with "Didn't You Know."
Okay. Okay. Good.
And we'll listen to "Didn't You Know," and then we'll listen to the sample. Actually, we'll pause. We'll talk about the track a little bit, and then we'll listen to the sample, which is "Dreamflower" by Tarika Blue, which has a cool little story behind it. So here we go. Here's "Didn't You Know."
Thank you.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9. That was Didn't You Know off of Mama's Gun by Erykah Badu. That's my favorite song.
That's your favorite?
That's my favorite. That's
really...
I really like the drum groove off of Booty off the same album.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a really fun one.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that sample, but I'll include it in the playlist I'll attach to the episode description. You can find on CITR.ca/chopped and screwed. So yeah, let's talk about the sample for that song. Jay, you're familiar with it.
I'm familiar with it. I know. Yeah, I know that it's like from a 70s, like a small 70s record. I think it's like a jazz record. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Kind of like a chill jazz 70s, but I don't really know much about the artist or like what she did. So
yeah, so this is off of Tarika Blue's album, self-titular album, Tarika Blue. And they were this kind of group that was led by New York session player Phil Clendenin, if you ever heard of him. They were lyrical, highly melodic, fusion jazz funk, and had kind of a small following mostly on the East Coast in the 70s.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just one person.
Yeah, no,
it's a whole group.
It's a whole group. They were formed in 1973, which was, at the time, Clendenin was a student at Syracuse University.
Okay.
And the track, okay, so something really cool about this track is that it was produced by J Dilla, who we haven't yet talked about on this show, but at some point down the line, I want to dedicate a full, at least one episode to talking about J Dilla.
There's lots to say about
Him. Yeah, and if you aren't familiar, he's probably the most prolific / revered hip-hop producer of all time.
That's pretty accurate. That's
is
accurate.
That fair?
Yeah, yeah.
Madlib's up there.
You can say that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think J Dilla, you know, probably had the most influence over what producing music in hip-hop
what and it's become.
What it's become is like today. So that's pretty cool. That track was produced by J Dilla. Awesome. So let's listen to Dream Flower, which is the title of the track. And it's pretty clear like where the sample comes from. But
okay.
I thought it was pretty cool that like, you know, J Dilla found this sample, right? This tiny group only on the East Coast. It just shows how much time he spent like listening to like records and stuff.
Yeah, I know. There's a documentary on him, and they talk about he would just go to, like, the record store.
Yeah.
And just, like, sit there, like, digging through crates.
Totally.
For, like, hours.
Right.
And find all kinds of stuff, so.
All right, so let's listen to Dream Flower by Tarika Blue. Thank you. Welcome back to Chopped and Screwed. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
Hello.
Welcome back. I'm with Jay in the studio, and that was Dreamflower by Tarika Blue. And if you missed it, small group, East Coast 73, led by Phil Clendenin. But
I found out a little cool fact. I searched him up on the internet during that break for us, and there's a guy in the group called James Mason, and he plays, what does he play here? He plays guitar on it. He's a guitarist, and he has his own music too, and he's sampled quite a bit. And he has this really good jazz fusion record called Rhythm of Life that I'd recommend. And it has vocals on it too.
So shout out.
Shout out James Mason,
yeah,
from Tarika Blue. I didn't know that, but so everyone's connected. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you want to intro this next song?
Yeah, sure.
We won't play it, but let's talk about it and we'll play the sample. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next song is Bag Lady by Erykah Badu. I think from the same record.
Same record.
From Mama's Gun.
Yeah.
And I don't know, this song has had quite a big influence. Like, I've been watching SZA recently. She's gone on tour, and in the middle of she added Bag Lady to her set as a cover, which is, I don't know, that's pretty cool. Just like two really big soul singers, or like neo soul,
right,
from two different eras showing each other love. So I thought that was really cool.
So definitely, maybe check that out. Check out the cover by SZA and then listen
online
to the original.
Yeah.
Anyways, so the sample in that song is a track called Bumpy's Lament by Mac Brown and the Brothers. And this was originally composed by Isaac Hayes for the Shaft soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
it's like 70s funk.
Right.
Originally,
so
yeah.
There's a couple good songs off of the Shaft soundtrack that I would definitely recommend checking out. Outside of this show. But the version sampled was the Mac Brown and the Brothers version. So we'll listen to it. Something to note about this song, it was also the sample for Dr. Dre's track Explosive. And when you hear the groove, you'll kind of recognize right away. Maybe you're a little more familiar with Explosive, but this was also the sample off Bag Lady by Erykah Badu. So here is Bumpy's Lament. Thank you. That was Bumpy's Lament by Mac Brown and the Brothers. I honestly could not find a single thing on their group because it seems like there's like three or four different versions of the Shaft soundtrack that was recorded and maybe all under different names. But
yeah, anything? The one I found online here is Soul Man and the Brothers.
So maybe
so it seems like they have different names.
Yeah, a couple different aliases, if
and
you will.
And it says Shaft Les Nuits Rouges de Harlem, which is that seems different. So
that was Bumpy's Lament sampled on the Erykah Badu song Bag Lady. We're gonna take if you're just joining us right now, we're taking a journey on some of Erykah Badu's most popular samples. We're gonna take a little break, but right after this, we're gonna keep getting into it. All right, we'll be back soon.
Low stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam Nisiaya,
and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
One hour of happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. One hour of happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And unfortunately, we're all human, except me, of course.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to Chopped and Screwed as well, my show on all things sampling. We have Jay in the studio.
Hello.
And we're gonna get right back into it. This next song is called Honey by Erykah Badu off of New America Part 1. And this song has two samples. So most of the songs that I cover have like two or three samples, but usually I just cover the main one. The main one, because a lot of the times it's like one word or one kind of small piece of the sample that's used versus like the main one. But this one's kind of cool because it has two, I would argue, pretty main samples. One is I'm in Love by Nancy Wilson, and the other, which I feel like a lot of people will recognize, is Loving You by Minnie Riperton. And we'll listen to Honey, and then we'll intro the two songs, and we'll listen to those two songs afterwards. But for now, here is Honey by Erykah Badu.
We hope you enjoy your journey. From this point, ladies and gentlemen, you're on your own. New America, Fourth World War. Please stay tuned for New America Part 2.
I promise.
Return of the Unk.
You give it to me, I'll give it to you. I promise. I promise.
Please stay tuned for your special ingredient, honey.
I promise.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. So tell me, Sam, what you want to do. We know I'm in love with you. Third time, don't turn around. Love for you, but you can't define. Fly for you, baby, fly with me. I'm in love with a bumblebee. Ooh, Sam, boy, you appeal to me. You're so sweet to me. Oh, honey, yeah. You're so sweet. Hey.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome back to Chopped and Screwed. What you just heard was Honey by Erykah Badu. That's like probably my favorite track that I discovered while prepping for this episode.
I've never heard that song before. That was great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the samples. Two songs sampled. I'm in Love by Nancy Wilson, and Lovin' You by Minnie Riperton. So Nancy Wilson, jazz singer. She had 70 albums.
70?
70. She recorded 70 albums and won 3 Grammys.
Wow.
For her work. She developed her singing skills by participating in church choir.
Okay.
Which is kind of like a lot of like the soulful.
It's a commonality. Yeah.
Soulful black artists start in church choir. Thankfully, she started church choir because we wouldn't have heard this awesome track without her. She met Julian Cannonball Adderley.
Oh,
and
okay.
He suggested that she move to New York City for career opportunities. And so she moved there in 1959. And within 4 weeks, she caught her break when she was called to be a fill-in for Irene Reed at the Blue Morocco Jazz Club in New York City.
So she came up quick.
It conveniently 4 weeks in, and then she's done, you know?
Wow.
70 albums later, you know? 3 Grammys later.
She's right? Still alive? Or?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, this is I'm in Love by Nancy Wilson. That was Lovin' You by Minnie Riperton. And before that, it was I'm in Love by Nancy Wilson. Jay, you got a little info about
those
Minnie?
Were great. I know some stuff about Minnie Riperton. Fun fact, her daughter is Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, I feel like it's the first thing. That's the way right. I introduce her sometimes, which right. is kind of weird. But yeah, her daughter is Maya Rudolph.
So something you heard in that song... the really high kind of pitched sound that somehow she's able to make.
Her whistle tone.
Yeah, it's called whistling, right? And she was super famous for her whistle register. Notably, she had a 4-octave range. So let's see if I can say the correct lingo. A D3 to F#7 coloratura soprano. Range.
That's pretty intense.
That's pretty intense,
for,
right?
Yeah.
So for all you singers out there, if you know what that means, I hope your jaws are on the floor because that's crazy.
It's like 4 octaves and like 2.5-ish notes, I think.
Jay knows. Minnie died of breast cancer in 1979.
Yeah, she.
May she rest in peace.
Crazy to see what she could have done.
Yeah,
she'd survived, and I really recommend her album Come to My Garden. There's a song on it called Les Fleurs, which you might know. It's been in a few movies here and there. But that album's crazy.
Yeah, definitely check
it
out.
One of my favorite albums ever. Her vocal range is just, you get to see what we're talking about when we say four octaves.
Yeah, right.
So,
all right, let's jump into the next song. This one is called Gone Baby Don't Be Long off of New America Part 2.
Part 2.
So Part 2 of New America. The sample in this song is awesome. And I had no idea that she had sampled Arrow Right Through Me by The Wings, Paul McCartney band after Beatles breakup.
This is one of my favorite Wings songs. So I'm perfect. Excited to hear how she uses it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's listen to Gone Baby Don't Be Long, and then we'll listen to Arrow Through Me.
Yeah.
That was Gone Baby Don't Be Long by Erykah Badu off of New America Part 2. The sample in this song is Arrow Through Me from the Wings album Back to the Egg, famously Paul McCartney's, not rebound band, but if you will, but
second
band. Yeah, Paul McCartney, my favorite Beatle.
I think also, yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, I don't know, it gets complicated, you know.
They're like interchangeable after.
But yeah, we're going to listen to Arrow Through Me, and then we'll play some ads, and then we'll be right back after this for Chopped and Screwed. Stay tuned. You're listening to Chopped and Screwed on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Welcome back. We're with Jay.
Hey.
We're going to cover one more song, the song and the sample. Cool, really cool story about the sample, and we'll get to it once we listen to The Healer by Erykah Badu off of New America Part 1. We are running low on time, so for the sake of getting to the sample, we're just gonna jump right into The Healer.
Yeah, let's go.
Cool.
Hello, Radio World. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Let's talk about that last song, The Healer.
That was great. I haven't heard that either.
Really awesome, right?
Yeah.
Samples a song called Kono Samurai by the Yamasuki Singers. We're going to listen to that, and that will be our last song of the hour. So this guy named Daniel Vanguard, he's a French songwriter and producer, decides to create this cult LP called Le Monde Fabuleux de Yamazaki. Is that right?
I don't speak French.
Fabuleux.
The marvelous world of Yamazaki.
Yeah,
basically.
As the Yamazaki singers. And it's, quote, a pseudo-Japanese concept album full of pop songs described on the sleeve of its CD as a fuzzed-out educational multicultural psych rock opera. So if that doesn't get you stoked to listen to this song, I don't know what will.
It's a lot of words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to it. Thanks for listening to Chopped and Screwed. This was Erica Badu's episode. We'll see you 2 weeks from now on Tuesday. Every other Tuesday, 3 to 4 p.m. with me, your host, Alex Haddon, and sometimes Jay. Thanks for coming on the show.
See ya.
Sweet.
Yeah.